You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 82. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Hi.
No, it's evening for
no,
you.
No, good morning. It's nighttime. Well, wait, good evening. Yes.
Not it's good evening. And it's afternoon for me. So
I'm thinking
and
about
Merry
the morning.
Christmas.
Yes, Merry yeah. Christmas to you. I'm thinking about the morning because I'm super tired. I just want to go to sleep right now.
Yeah. So quick show. Low. How are you? You good? I'm good. We're done. Good. Bye.
Okay. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And,
show
whatever you want to wish me. Thank you very much. So that's it.
Excellent.
Have you been playing WoW? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, me too. Yeah. So, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, have I been playing WoW? Oh, wow. Do I play anything else?
No.
No.
It's funny, I actually started playing a little bit of Star Trek Online, and it's actually quite fun. It looks a little bit different, but it's not too bad. I joined a 5-ship encounter, so just like how we would have like a 5-person dungeon, so it's the same thing, and it's pretty cool because everybody else has these really cool looking ships, and I have this little dinky little I'm a new person.
Yeah,
it's so bad, but that was fun.
Just started. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Now you've gotta work at it. Mm-hmm. So how much time do you think you're gonna put into that? Like
not much.
Like not much. Okay. No. So
I've put in total
in the same position.
Over the last 3-4 months, I think I put in maybe a total of 6 hours.
Okay.
Tops. Nice. But it's been fun because I get to relive like, hey, I'm in Trek and I'm the person in charge of a starship, you know, which is which is cool and stuff. But we're not a Star Trek show.
No.
I mean, I would love to make a Star Trek show, but you know.
Yeah.
I think I would just poop all over the new one until Picard comes back, because Picard is coming back with his own show. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. There's going to be another new series. Oh, yeah. Okay. Blizzard news. So there's a clearance sale.
Yes, go for it.
If you want some stuff that's on sale, go to the clearance shop now. Right now.
Were you missing anything?
I'm missing a lot of stuff because I'm
because
I'm cheap. I don't want to spend now. So
I was
the ones that
three things.
Well, they have like a bundle, right? Like a this is one's going to, you know, go away.
It's certain things.
One.
Yeah.
And so in that bundle I was missing 6 or 7 things, right? And it was $20.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. And but please note that even though they say it's going to be going away, they do explicitly say that it could come back.
Yeah.
And so they're going that route, like that Disney does, saying, "Oh, we're going to be putting this away, so you better buy it now."
Yeah.
But the thing is that the stuff that Blizzard is selling doesn't take up physical space. So I don't understand why they're saying it's going to go away and why do they need to retire it.
Maybe they just want to rotate stuff.
I don't know. I think it feels a little weird, but I still welcome the dollars that I'm saving for sure.
You know me, like, seriously.
Yeah, you know me. You're down with OPP.
It should be. There should be an opt-in. Like, seriously, for the account. There should be an opt-in
that just
says,
No.
When you release something,
just charge me anything.
Charge me.
Jesus.
Give it to me. Like, I shouldn't have to log in and go to the page and go to the shop and be like, yes, I need to buy this. Yes. It should be, yep, lead us down. Here you go. Already done. Charged her.
Just charge me and give me the amount.
I just don't understand. However, I held off for a very, very long time. And I went and looked on the Helms, because the Helms were kind of like,
yeah,
eh. And that was the only three things that I was missing.
Okay.
Those Helms. So, because if it's a pet or a mount, I don't care. As soon as it's out, I've like day one.
Oh man.
Done. Got. Yep. I don't care what I pay.
It's too expensive now. I can't. No, nope, don't do care. It. Oh my goodness.
Don't care. I'm all in because. This is really the only game. I don't go and spend money on Hearthstone. I don't go and spend money on Overwatch or on any of the other games. Because ultimately, like I did when they first came out, I don't play them. I play WoW. So I'm like, well, if I'm going to spend money, I'm going to spend money in WoW. So yeah, I just think, Blizz, please give me the opt-in. Ticked.
And you Leader know what?
Is all in.
And that's cool for you, and I'm not going to crap all over you because that's a decision that I may not make. That's a valid decision that you make because it's your decision of what you want to do. I'm not going to crap on you for it. Please take note, everybody else. Stop crapping on everybody else, please. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
And you know, that's fine. Each to their own. If you're not into it, that's fine. You don't if you don't have the money to, that's fine. Blizzard sales do come up every now and again. I would like to be thinking maybe there might be another one coming up.
You think so? Soon. I don't know. Why?
Yeah, well, they normally do
another one at Christmas, like after Christmas, because I thought this is it.
No, because remember I bought all those pets last year.
Well,
and it was right after Christmas, so
okay.
I've got my fingers crossed.
Well, this is they've also added another mount at full price that did not go on sale. Is the Vulpine? What is it? The Vulpine Familiar? What is that? Is that what it's called?
It's pretty.
I did not buy it. I want it, but I can't. Man, I want it bad. Like, there's like a few things there that I want, and I can't do it.
No, hang on. When did it come out? This week or the last week?
I think it was this week.
Yeah, because I've been sick. Was it?
I think it was this week. Nisi says that she had that gifted to her. Man, lucky you.
Congrats. Yeah, that's very cool. I because I was so sick, particularly beginning of the week when I saw that it came out, I was like, I have to make it to the computer. But of course, the body was like, yeah, not going to happen. So I'm like gathered all my strength after I'd had a really quite long nap. And I was like, sit at computer. And I'm like, press buy. And I was like, oh. Got it. Okay, now that I'm sitting here, I might as well just log into the game. So, yeah. But I don't care. For me, it's what I do. So I spend money on WoW and I spend money on Kobe. That's the things that I do. So, yeah.
So I think I'm holding out for that mount. Like, I'll probably get it in like 2 years when it's on sale.
Jesus. Well, they'll do a sale for sure. Oh, yeah, now, sure, whether it'll be the pet and I mount didn't get sale
the soon, or... what's that other pet? The
Wampa.
Yeah, I didn't get that one either. I just you know.
As soon as I got moved to Australia, I was like, bye.
Yeah, I want it. I just can't afford it.
I'm like, buy. Can't sell. Oh, hang on.
But you're not selling.
I'm like, sell.
Okay.
No, because I'm on the auction house, like going, trying to sell stuff so I can like buy more things or to pay for the sub or whatever.
It's like,
so I'm like, buy, sell.
I mean, I want the Warcraft 3 mount as well, but to me, I'm only buying Warcraft 3 because I want the mount, and I won't really be playing Warcraft 3 all that much. So to me, it's like spending too much just for one mount. And it's like, man, it's killing me.
I don't care. I don't care.
Killing me. Oh, my God.
I went, I have to tell you, because I had originally, I had, when I was back with Scott, who introduced me to WoW way back, he used to play like the original Warcraft stuff.
Warcraft.
And I tried it once, I think I tried it once, and I was so completely hopeless at it. But yeah, when they said there was the mount, and I was like, I don't care. I'm in. And thankfully, I actually had money on my Blizzard account that I was like, done. Well, I just was
that's
like,
a little bit of a problem on my side. I changed the payment from my Visa to PayPal because I'm like, there should be money there. And there's no money in there because I bought somebody something and used up all of the money. And so then it got charged to my Visa anyways. And I'm like, God, but then because it went through PayPal, I actually got an extra charge. So it's like, God, like, can you like,
come? Of course.
Right. Yeah, and it's like, man,
they charge you extra. Yeah.
No, Bob. No. He's like, hey, I know you're recording.
Hey, Bob.
He's like,
Bob, looking good.
Okay. So there's something else that happened since we last recorded was 8.1. The Tides of Vengeance was released. More or less. I mean, there's stuff that got changed, but they added new war campaign. So I have completed the Alliance side. I've not done it on my Horde character yet because I'm very far away from being at the point where I think I could do the 8.1 stuff. So I don't know what's happened. I mean, I kind of know what's happened, but I haven't played through it. Honestly, the Alliance side war campaign wasn't that long. I was expecting a little bit more, and I'm at a point where now it's like, now you just need to wait for the battle of like the new raid. And I'm like, oh, so that's like January 22nd, right? I kind of thought there was going to be a little bit more, but maybe the Horde side is more involved because of what is going on. So maybe they put a little bit more time onto that side versus the Alliance side. So
possibly.
Yeah. Okay. That's like, I kind of figure because like, I kind of know of what's going on. I just don't know the exact word for word details.
I don't want to give anything away at the moment because it's only fairly fresh. I haven't done like my Alliance is only 112, so I'm like a long way off seeing Alliance side, because there is so much to do in this game. It's like, it's crazy good, but even just trying to get on an alt is sometimes really hard. It's really hard to get off my main because there's so much to do. But yeah, it's so it's been interesting. Horde side,
okay,
let's just say that.
I'm curious to see if I can actually start playing through that. Even like, my character is 120, my rep for the Honor Bound is at,
should be fine.
Six, you should be. I'm just under 7,000 revered.
Shouldn't matter. Because Wingy, because the boys did it on their alts after we went through the first night.
Yeah.
So it was released Tuesday night for me. So Wednesday night, by the time we got to play. So, so we did mains. And then the boys went off to do their alts. And I'm pretty sure because they were at 120 but didn't have a lot of the rep and stuff, pretty sure they didn't. It didn't matter. They could pick up the quests and go, because I'm pretty sure Wingy did it on his Pally and Ash did it on his druid, I'd like to say. And they aren't exalted like our mains are, so... But don't quote me, I could be...
No, it's okay. Well, I will give it a go, but I'll probably have to do it after Christmas. So...
Yeah.
There's a new Warfront. The Battle for Dark Shore, I guess that's what it's called. I don't know what it's called, but anyways, it's there in that zone.
Yep.
I've played through it on the Alliance side. I haven't played through it on the Horde side, but... It was similar to Arathi, where you have to do certain things and the Warfront progresses, but it was not the same, it was not exactly the same. So, I mean, it still had, you know, like, hey, you know, you need to kill like the main guy at the end. So it has those key things, but it was enough that, you know, it was okay. I thought it was okay.
I didn't like it as much as Arathi. I think it felt longer. And I don't know. I've only done it once. Like, I've done the battle for Arathi or Stormguard. I don't know, maybe five, seven, ten times. I don't know how many times I've done it, but I've done it a few, whereas I've only done the Dark Shore one once. I just felt like it was a lot longer. And like Stromguard is kind of all Horde base is here and everything's kind of out here. Right. Whereas Dark Shore is you start down
top down.
And you've got to go
all
here. And I just found, I don't know, I wouldn't say I didn't enjoy it, but I kind of got to the end of it. I was like, thank God it's over. Like, I was thinking about it. Yeah, it was just a bit weird, but maybe it's because I've only done it once and I'm not used to it.
I mean, I have only done it once, and I think I like Arathi more only because it's daytime. And, right? Because, like, when you're doing the Dark Shore one, it's very dark. Because, well, you're in Dark Shore, right? So.
Well, there's a reason why it's dark.
Yeah, all the night stuff, right? But you know.
No, because.
Taranda and Melfurion are doing their thing and doing the night warrior thing. That's so. I mean, it is a darker, you know, map, and I'm wondering. It's funny because I have always wanted WoW to be darker at nighttime, like just like an any zone, right? Because I feel like it's a little bit too bright. But when I played those two Warfronts, I don't know if it was the brightness that really made me like, eh. Because I couldn't really, like, I mean, I could see stuff, but.
Yeah, I wonder if it's because you play daytime. Like, I'm US server, so when I play, it's night. It's effectively nighttime coming into early morning, so it's still.
I think when I played. It was nighttime for me, so it was dark.
Yeah, if I was on Oceanic playing nighttime, it would be nighttime. You know what I mean? The difference with just playing the different types of servers, maybe. But yeah, Dark Shore is very dark. It's always been very dark. It is darker now because of certain things. That
funny that they've called it that name, Dark Shore.
Dark Shore. Imagine that. Yeah.
I mean I have a list of the rares that they put up now that could drop mounts, and I have not been looking for them yet. I did join a guild group once to get the Arathi mounts, and I got nothing. So I think I actually got a pet or something, and it's like, okay, that's cool. But I think that's something I'm gonna leave for when I can solo stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you've gotten them out. Oh, boy. Here we go. Which one?
So
Is it the Kodo? I swear to God, if it's the terrified Kodo, I'm going to lose my crap.
No. So the first night that we did, let me tell you a quick story. The first night that we did Arathi, right when Arathi came out. So Wingy, Ash and I took off and we did the killing of the rares. So it had opened that we could go around and do all the rares. That night, Ash ended up getting something like three mounts, yeah. four pets, three toys. And Wingy and I think we got a pet each. That was it. Like Ash got everything. And we were just the whole time just going, grats, Ash. Like, seriously, again? Like, you know, just giving him, you know, a bit of a ribbing. So the first night that we could access into Darkshore and go kill, because the Warfront wasn't up, we had the rares up. So we went around and killed the rares. So I ended up getting the Kalidori mount.
Okay.
And another, I got two mounts. I got two pets. And nice. I got about seven gear. Purple gear drops. What? Admittedly, only one of those was an actual upgrade.
Okay.
But the boys were like, really? Really, leader? Really?
Well, it was your
drop
turn.
Group right now. Yeah. Yeah. So it's okay. Yeah. I got the Kalidori War Saber. Okay. It's a tiger one. It's really pretty. It's like purpley black. It's really pretty. And I can't remember the other one I got because I was just like going.
As long as it's
like,
not the terrified Kodo reigns, then it's fine. Because apparently that one is a rare spawn. They have hunting parties for it now. So.
Okay. Yeah. I don't. What's that drop off? I don't even...
A Kodo.
I don't even remember killing a Kodo. Because we didn't kill every single Kodo. One.
Yeah, because once that one spawns, everybody wants it because you get them out. So...
It wasn't that one.
But that's cool that you got a bunch of them.
It was cool. Yeah, it was pretty hilarious. Hey chat room, hey guys. It was pretty funny. So I must admit that was really kind of cool. So that put my mounts up a little bit. So I was like, yay!
Nice.
It was exciting. Yeah.
So the other thing that happened was the Night Elves got their black eyes or their darker eyes and because of their Night Warrior thing. And it was funny because I'm looking, because I actually rolled a random character because reasons. And one of the options was to have the black eyes. And I was thinking, but that's the new one. And I would think if they were filled with rage, wouldn't their eyes glow with rage? But no, it's like the opposite. Like their eyes glow as like a normal thing, but now they're all dark. Yes, I know. Yeah. But I just thought it was funny. Anyways, so...
I think it's cool. Black is a bit more, like, piercing.
It's more
like
dark.
Sylvanas is red. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Sylvanas' eyes can be red, so they can't go red. They have to go the black, which I think's kind of cool. But I'll have to check out my Night Elves because I haven't even paid attention. I'll have to go see.
The other thing
black
was...
Black eyes are my challenges. Anyway.
Night Elf only, though. Other thing that happened was the XP nerf that we were waiting for and waiting for and waiting for. And
yep.
And I've definitely noticed a change with leveling my alts. It happens much quicker.
Which is cool.
Which is great. What else to say? Like, there are things that you can use to level up faster, that you can earn by doing, getting medallions, and you turn them in, and for 5 medallions, you get a draft, and you can use that to help boost your XP gains. So, and you, I don't know though, it, like, I don't think that it, persists through death. So it's one of those things where it's like, Dark Moon Fair, that if you get killed, then you have to go back and get the buff. Or you need to go put another hat back on, right? So,
don't know.
Yeah,
I saw them and I was like, eh.
Don't need it. Well, it only costs 5, and I looked at those mounts that they've added. Oh my goodness, I haven't even started. Yeah,
one's 200 and one's
750. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, and you work really hard to get those 5. Man. Just to get 5. Like,
I feel like seriously, this like, is I'm gonna not worse be, than 5. This is going to be a my Tol Barad mount, which I'll talk about after.
Nice.
Okay. But just remember, that's back in Cataclysm. That is Legion, Warlords, Mists, and Cata. So 3 expansions have gone by. Well, no, actually 4, okay? Have gone by since that has come out, and I feel like the same thing's going to happen with these mounts. It's going to cost so much that I'm just like,
There is so many things to do in the game. You can always go back and do.
Man, it's the badges. I just finished grinding badges. Don't want to grind more badges. Stinking badges. All right.
Stinking badges.
We don't need no stinking badgers. And island expeditions, they changed the loot so that before, if you wanted to get certain things like toys and mounts and pets, you had to kill the actual rares on the island. Whereas now, as long as that one is popped, then you don't have to kill them, which is good. So you can just go in, kill as much as you can, as fast as you can, and then you'll get loot, and it's possible that you could get your stuff, right? So, so I think that was, I know that they added more. Oh yeah, then they did the rep one, the account-wide rep. So apparently, looking through all my Horde characters, because I've faction transferred characters around, I've lost some of my Horde reps and some of the ones that would have counted. And I'm at 89 out of 100. So I've still got a little bit to go. And that's why I need to start playing my Horde character a little bit more, is to kind of grind that back out again. So, because those reps only affect the achievement and it's not a global thing. So, I know that they did put in something for Champions of Azeroth, where you can get access to the upgrades for your heart if one of your characters was exalted. It's not a gear thing where if you're exalted on one character, then you go buy gear for an alt. No. I wish it was like that. Please, please.
Yeah.
Please. Please. Please, Blizzard. Please. Please.
They don't listen to us.
Because by the time I need to, like, by the time I have my alt at the rep where I could possibly use that gear.
Yeah.
It's too late. Right? Like, I've got my main too. So if you want to be alt friend, if you want to be alt friendly, at least let us buy like a token to transfer over, like we had in Pandaland.
Well, they did the tokens, right? Yeah, they have done.
Give us a option. So
would be good. Yeah.
Right. So please, please, please. And Spanky, yes, I know that they'll never do that, but
yeah,
I don't care. I still want it. Please. Yeah. Please.
There's lots of things that we want them to do, which will never happen. Please. But, you know, hey, we can but dream. We are but dreamers.
Pretty please. Dreaming,
yeah. Pretty please.
Yeah.
With cherries on top, but yeah. You can ask nicely. You can only but ask nicely.
Or you could make it so that the person that made it to Exalted make that gear that you buy at Exalted bind on account. Whoa. But I know that that takes time away from playing in game. I know. We are butt dreamers. I am a butt dreamer. Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged, LB. Guilty as charged.
TMI.
Oh, is it not that kind of a show? Sorry. So sorry.
Oh my lord.
Okay.
It's not that kind of show, but anyway.
Yeah. That's all that really popped out at me, okay, to be honest.
Well, that's the big stuff, so yeah.
Okay. So do you want to do yours first? Well,
no, you go.
Because I've got a lot, but I mean, it looks like a lot, but it's not. Okay.
Just go.
All right. So I've been leveling alts, okay, because of the new patch. But mounts. Oh my god. So I went almost like a year of having bad luck on it, right? Like just, I'm not getting these mounts. And so LB, who's here in our chat, told me something new. I had no idea. On Argus, apparently I didn't need to wait for the rares to be world quests because I always thought, you know, if I'm going to go farm a rare for its mount, I needed like three. Then I should wait till it's a world quest. And then when it's a world quest, it pops up like that, right? So I can go and switch to all of my tunes and just cycle through everything and kill it like 20 times a day. Okay.
Yeah.
But apparently the Argus rares, even will sometimes spawn, but be a rare spawn, but will always come back up like quickly without being a world quest. I had no idea. Mm. So because of that, I began to farm them and I got my last three. So I'm done. Oh, this would not have happened unless he had told me. So thank you very, very much.
Nice.
Now,
Blistermore, I hate Blistermore so much.
There's another mount out there that I thought I would never, ever get because it's similar to the time lost pro Drake, where you kind of have to camp at a spawn point and you have to wait. It's a rare spawn of a rare spawn. Like it's crazy.
Horrid. I've only ever seen it once. Once in all this time.
So
saw it, missed it.
Which one? Time Lost or A and X?
No, I've seen Time Lost dead twice.
Okay.
No, this one I've only ever seen it once. And I missed it because someone beat me.
Yeah. Because before, in order to get that mount, you had to be the first person to click on it to mount it and then kill it as you're flying around and then it drops and then you can loot it. So they changed it in 8.1 where you don't need to mount it now. And and I am a member of the Secret Finding Discord group. And their official Twitter, just so there's no confusion, because there's another Twitter out there that can be confusing, but their Twitter is at Secret Finding. Okay. I think there's another website called WoW Secret Finding. It's different. It's completely different. Mm-hmm. So these folks have got a whole bunch of stuff set up on their Discord. Like a lot of stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
I was part of the very first group to be included to kill this mount or kill this mob.
Oh, nice.
But it wasn't just me. There must have been 100 plus folks. So what they would do is that they basically told me, log in on a healer, log in without any gear on, and whisper me. Like, okay. because they don't want you to go kill the mount just by that, just like that, right? Because they're trying to add as many people as they can. So what they'll do is that they'll add you into a group, and when your group is full, because you're part, because you're all part of the same instance or same server instance at that time, we all see that mount. So they had, like, they were adding group upon group upon group upon group. It was crazy. And I have a photo, okay? I have a photo of it. I'm going to pull it up on screen. So there's a whole bunch of us. Eventually, somebody killed it. I don't know how many people actually were in that group, but there were a lot. Okay, I'm gonna show it right now. This is everybody after we looted it. We all got the mount. And so we're all sitting.
So it's not one mount
per group, even. It's everybody gets this. Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. If you want this mount, join that group and watch for it.
Wow. Okay.
They do it all the time. I thought this was a mount I would never, ever, ever get because I'm not going to camp it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's basically if you killed it in the group and you're obviously within range, everyone loots.
Yes.
Can get it.
Yes.
Wow.
They made you get in range of the mob and then heal the person that led the group so that you would be in combat. And because you are now in combat, you then could then get, you could then loot the boss or the mob and get your mount. And how many people got that mount? That's insane. And just think, this would never have happened without them and without Blizzard doing that change. So that was one I took off. I'm like, I can't believe I'm actually deleting this from my sheet. It's
well
crazy.
Well done. That's awesome.
But big thank you to the WoW Secret Finding Discord group. Huge thank you. And then it was really weird. I was doing a stream earlier this week, and I decided, let's just jump on Earth and Ring and go look for one of the camels. Mm-hmm. And the camel spawned. Like, I got the real one, and it spun me away, and off I go. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. I was so surprised.
Very cool. Yeah.
So everything, well, like, done. This whole month or so, it's or like not even I would say like the last 2 weeks it's been crazy. I also grinded out my last Tol Barad mount, so I already had the 200 one because that was a larger one, so I wanted to get rid of that one. So I got the 165, which is for Alliance. I don't know what it was, like I forget, doesn't matter, I don't care. I just wanted the mount, right? I wanted to strike it off the list. So that's done. Yes. I am never going back there again.
Done.
See you later. Another one done. Yeah. Hellfire Citadel on Mythic drops a mount on the last boss. The problem is the first boss is Hellfire Assault, which is difficult to complete on your own because of just how it's set up, even now. And so a group of us, so myself, Nap, and Lou, we all went in there and we did it for 4 weeks in a row so we can get our first mythic skip. And so thank you to them very much because now I can solo the rest of it. Wow, excuse me. I'm burping all over the place. It's probably all the Coke.
Burping.
Sorry, Coca-Cola, not... Anyways, okay. So, although right now I feel like I might be on because I'm kind of reliving my high of getting these mounts. So that's why.
An awesome reliving.
So I also got my mythic skip for Blackrock Foundry too. So now I can just go directly into Blackhand and just kill him once. Oh my God. It's so much faster without having to clear the whole thing. So I don't have those mounts yet, but soon.
Okay.
I'm working on my Tolvir Arky mount. So I've been doing a lot of Arky and BFA. Yes, the Ultramarine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing a lot of it, and I've been turning them in for Tolvir stuff, and it's not popping, man. It's driving me nuts. Please, can you just please spawn the Scepter of As whatever? I don't care. Just spawn it, please.
Spawn it real good.
Last thing I want to say is a huge props to my guild, the Phalanx of Nod, for clearing out heroic old deer. They did it on Wednesday night, and they did it without me because I had to choose Survivor, because it was the Survivor season finale. It was the final episode. Yeah. And I was saying to Carrie, I'm like, Carrie, I might need to raid because... Because we all as a family watch it. Okay. Four of us. So
No. That's right. I forgot about that.
I said to her, I might need to raid because like we're really close and I kind of want to be there. And so over that week, she asked me 3 or 4 times saying, are you really going to raid? And I'm like,
I can just imagine how she would have said that.
And I'm like, And then the last time so every time I answered, I'll be raiding, she would not answer me. Like, she would not say anything back. So I'm like, I'm not going to raid. So, like, I couldn't raid. So...
No, that's fair enough. That is fair enough. I think you... Wise choice.
Yes. That's the...
Happy wife, happy life. Mm. You should know that.
Mm. Yep.
Yes.
But we did get another mount because the guild, they were offering to run it me through it again on Thursday night, and I don't think we had enough folks, so which is fine because we're gonna run it again after Christmas and stuff, so I'm not really worried about getting the achievement and all, and like the AOTC. But we did get another mount because on Thursday we did do all of the achievements in there, so we got like a blood, what was it, a blood gorged Krog mount or something. Man, it is nasty. Okay. It's nasty.
Yeah.
So gross.
Nasty.
Okay. So, cool. So lots of mount stuff, right? It like, nasty I don't know what it is, but all of a sudden I just like everything began to hit and it, I took off a whole bunch of stuff off of my sheet. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Now, if only the Legion Paragon boxes will drop me my mounts, then we'll all be good. Right?
I'm
gonna shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, my butt. No, sorry, but I need to adjust.
That's really good. I'm glad that you got to finally like complete some stuff, because some of that stuff has really been,
it's been around for a while,
like a long time coming, so I completely understand. Understand. So so I'm not gonna start with the first thing. Speaking of mounts, so I did get a couple of new mounts too, so I'm at 343 mounts. Ooh, now
nice.
Yay. So of course I did buy I bought the new one, which is fine. I also went in game because I noticed I saw Cinder and Spanky had bought this new mount, and I was like, oh my God, I need to find it. But of course I got, you know, oh, shiny over here. And then I get distracted until I come back to go, you know, like 4 days later, and I go, hang on, there was a mount I was supposed to be looking for. Where is it? Spanky sent me in the right direction. So thank you, Spanky. Appreciate that. There's 3 mounts that you can buy from a vendor. And they're over in Nazmir. And they're 333,333 gold each.
Yep.
So I was like, yeah, that's going to take everything I got on this server. So I don't think I'll do that. I'll pick one. I'll pick one. And that's it. And I was literally going to do a roll 1 to 3 to decide on what color it was going to be. Because there's a green one, a blue one, and a yellow one. And I get there and I had a look on Wowhead. I was having a look and I'm like, no, I got to go with the green one because it's frog. Like, okay, it's, yes. I need a green frog.
Yes.
I need a green frog. So I got the green marsh hopper and it hops. And he's so cute. He's just so cute. I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. So, yeah, so I got that one. And then I got, because of course I go back to Argus, kill Blistermore every time the damn thing is up, which I tell you is not up as much as I'd like it to be.
Wow.
And I got another.
That is what egg. She said. I could not help it, but you just. Come on, you put that out on a plate like that. I'm gonna eat that all up.
Well,
come on,
it's not that kind of show. Wow. But when it came down to it, it's like I go back to Argus if I can every night, right? Mm-hmm. So after I've done everything that I need to do current, I go back to Dalaran and then I go off to Argus and I'm looking for certain things and. I always kill if Varga is up, I'll go and kill Varga. You know, in the cave, the
yep.
cat,
well, one lion. Of the four. Yeah.
Yeah.
Four.
So I'll go and kill him. And he dropped me one of the fell spotted eggs. So nice. I was cool. And when it finally hatched, I got the vibrant mana ray, which. Was I think last night or the night nice. Before was when it finally popped. So that was mount 343. I was like, yay.
Is that your last one that you need from the eggs? Oh.
Nope.
But still it's good. It's good that you have started to get them.
I think I've got two. There's five?
No.
I've got two.
It's four.
Oh well, I've got two, so it must be another two. I got one twice. Back in Legion, I was like,
"Oh yeah, that's such a."
And I was like,
I hate seriously? That."
Can the game not be smart enough to know I've already got this one, and then it gave me the same, exactly same? And I was like, "Oh." Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to kill stuff to get more, but it's the first egg that I've seen. Well, it's the first egg I've had since. BFA's been out and I've been killing them like if not every night at least every couple of nights. It's the first egg that I've had drop and BFA's what been out since August.
Do you kill all of them RNG, or do you just kill the one?
Well no, I don't go and kill everyone because okay. There's a couple that I'm specifically so I just go kill them. And then I go, because there's other things that I want to do. So working on the Paragon for that. So then I'll go, So then I'll go, you know, is it Dreamweaver? So then I go over to Dreamweaver. So I normally go August 1st, do what I need to there and just keep it. Because otherwise I'd be like forever.
There's, true.
It's so much. Yeah. It's like, well, I'll go do, kill the stuff that I really need to do. Then I'll go do the Paragon stuff. So who's up? Who do I need to do? Go for that. I have finally got 150 of the coins. I've now got over 150 of the coins. Now I'm waiting for that damn vendor to pop up for that mount. Because that's, and of course it hasn't every day a check. And I'm like, seriously?
I'm so sorry.
I'm like, I'm sure he's just going, yeah, no, we're going to have the same thing again. It's like, lead is coming. I'm just going to show what we had yesterday. And I'm like, so I keep checking that. I've got my coins and I'm like, just please. So I'm like just waiting for him to show me it's there and then I can get that one. But yeah, it's good. Like, because I felt like it's been ages since I've really got some mounts, like, other than buying or, you know, working towards stuff. So it's been cool. I've got a few stuff this week, which was awesome. So I feel like, yay, I'm getting there slowly. But yeah, I was going to say, I do think with the Dark Shore, I don't mind the Dark Shore event. I just think Arathi is better to a certain degree. I don't know. I think I'd probably need to do it a bit more. But it's been, the storyline's been really, really interesting. And of course, Tuesday, when the patch dropped and then I had to make a decision, which I honestly thought, going, like, you've got a decision to make, Horde side, right? That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Is you've got a decision to make. And I knew what my decision was going into it until, and the boys and I, we did it all together. So Wingy, Ash and me, which was really a bit pointless because it kind of puts you in your own thing and you don't really see them until you get to the next part. Then you pick up the next part and then you get faced. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, this seems a bit strange, but anyway, when we got to the point, like, Wingy decided to go one way, Ash was going to go one way, I had decided what I was going to do, but one of them said, oh, you get this if you do this, and I was like, god damn it, don't tell me that.
Do you get like a mount or a pet or something?
No, it's a toy. I just went, I said, don't tell me that. Don't tell me, because now there's that conflict of...
Well, can't you run it again on, like, end, another character and just pick the other option? Because you have lots of Horde tunes, yeah, right? So
I do, but I've got my highest Horde is... my highest alt Horde is only 112. Well, at that stage, she was only 111. So I've still got a fair bit of work to do on her. And I was like, you can't tell me this, boys. You can't tell me this. And now I'm like, eh. So in the end, I said, no, I'm sticking with my original. And I was like, because I'm literally looking at where it says, you cannot change this. It comes up in a big block right in your screen saying, if you choose this path, there is no going back.
Oh, right? Man.
So you can't change it. Yeah.
I want to go play my Horde character like right now.
Yeah. So I just went, done. I've chosen. I'm like, that's it. I'm going with what I originally was going to. And I will just have to get my priest up to 120. And then we took the alts on what do we call them now? Assaults?
Yep. Incursions. Right. And that's actually something new that came in 8.1. Whoops, we missed it. But yes, incursions.
Yeah. Incursions. Yeah. So we did it on the mains. That was fine because we wanted the little tokeny things. And then we said, well, let's go do it on the alts, which was completely hilarious because I'm like, I've got no flight paths over there, but, you know, like, give me 5 minutes, we'll get there. And so we did it on the mains. Now, my priest was 111. I got a whole level. This was over in Nazir.
Really?
Right?
Hmm.
I got a whole level on her. That was Wednesday night.
Okay.
Right? So then the next incursion, I couldn't do anything because, of course, they're not popping my time.
Yeah.
So the next one I couldn't do until I think it was Thursday night. It was coming to like the last hour, maybe 2 hours that it had left. And I'm like, go. Like, we did the mains and then we're like, go. Let's take the alts. So Ash and I took the alts, and this was now, we had to go to Stormsong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we took the turns that was completely hilarious because, again, like, Atil hadn't even been anywhere over there. So I got her over there and we did that. I got, no word of a lie, I got 6 bars of XP.
Okay.
Six bars. 2 nights beforehand, I got a whole level.
So do you think that they nerfed it? I guess
so. I seriously think they nerfed it because even when I dinged and I said to the boys, oh my God, I dinged. That was awesome. And they're like, yeah, this is really good. We'll definitely be running the alts.
Yeah, maybe.
Two nights later, we do that and I'm going, that's right. Because Ash took his 120 and I took my 112 and I'm like going, Ash, there's something wrong. We've done all of that and I've got like 7 bars. Like I'm not even halfway through 112 and I started in the first bar of 112 and now I'm like only a third of the way through 112 and I'm going, did they hotfix something? I don't remember seeing anything on Twitter. I don't remember seeing any mention. But I was like, what? This is point, you know? And then, of course, I put out on Twitter, does anyone know? Because I'm like going, 2 nights ago, I got a whole level.
Yeah.
And now here I am, and I'm barely getting a third of a level. What on earth's going on? So no one has confirmed.
Okay. I feel like it was a sneaky hotfix where sometimes they do fixes and they don't actually say it. And I think if you could do a full level with one incursion, great for us, but not so great for them.
Yeah.
I think they stealth nerfed the island expeditions. I'm not talking about the whole freezing XP thing. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
But I did run one isle in the expedition on an alt, and I didn't get as much XP as I did before. So I think that was another thing that they kind of nerfed a bit.
Yeah. I don't know. I hadn't run any island expeditions on any alt, so I have no idea about that. But I thought, okay, well, at least with the incursions, it's a good way I can take my alts over and slowly get them, you know, because, I mean, if I'm only going to get one incursion for me, maybe every 2 to 3 days, I thought, well, you know, that's not too bad. I can slowly level the alts up. But now I'm like, well, seriously, what's the point? I'd be better just to go quest. And I'm kind of like, I just don't want to have to do this all again. I've already done everything on leader. I'm kind of like, so I'm at this stuck point of like, I need to get my priest up to 120, but I've done every quest on leader. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just don't want to do this. Mind you, I did change her from shadow to discipline.
Okay.
Cause shadow wise, just I was like, yeah, this is sucky, so I changed to disc and now she can heal herself, which is really good. And I feel like I'm doing more. Might help that I'm playing my challenge tunes in a disc too, so I'm kind of like, you know, they're okay.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. So I, as I said, I'm not sure what's up with that, but I'm now feel really torn about, I want to play the alts, but I'm like, I don't want to do this again. And then the other thing that has really, really messed me up since the patch came in Tuesday night, really messed me up so badly that I was literally in the fetal position on my bed, just going, I just don't know how I'm gonna cope. Like, seriously, because you know I love my screenshots. I take hundreds upon hundreds of screenshots.
Yes.
Not all of them I post to Twitter, but I do post a fair few to Twitter. And doing it via in-game has been fantastic. up until they've changed something or something's changed and I cannot post. I have tried everything. I have tried disconnecting, reconnecting, taking off all my add-ons, re-enabling them. I even cleared out all my out-of-dates. I nerfed 40 add-ons of my add-ons. So I was like at 173 add-ons. I'm down to like 130.
So, sorry, like, you tried to post to Twitter without having anything on?
Yep. Okay. Yep. And it comes up and says, tweet failed to send to Twitter.
Yeah.
Tweet failed to send to Twitter.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know. Like it pops up. I can see it all there. And I go to post it. And then it comes up and goes, no, it's in the folder. And again, why did they change the folders? I don't know.
That was an interesting change. Well, yeah. I think they're doing it to help deal with having different installations, because now they're going to have a retail version and then they're going to have a classic version. It's likely going to be in the same folder kind of deal, right? So,
yeah. I mean, obviously,
I think it makes sense for them to do it. But for you, like with your Twitter thing, I mean, I tried to help you a little bit, but the only thing I can think of is to disconnect your Twitter, go to Twitter and make sure that you disallow Blizzard as being a trusted app. I'm not sure if it's there or not. And then log out. And then when you finish all the Twitter stuff, then log back in and reconnect it and see if that's a thing.
I must admit, I haven't tried that bit. I disconnected it all, but I didn't go to Twitter and do that. So maybe I'll try that and see. Because I know people are posting. I know it's working for some people.
Yeah, it works for me.
So I had to find a workaround, because I'm like, I can't. Anyway. I was going to say, I did manage to, because my screenshots are going perfectly to the place I need, but I can't. Anyway, so Salvation from EJ's husband, he told me about a Windows app thing that you can get for the PC. So I got it, and it's called Greenshot. He says he uses it for WoW. He uses it, like, you can use it for a lot of stuff, screenshotting anything on the PC. It doesn't have to be in game. So I've been using that. So, but it kind of feels like old school. So I save it to a folder, and instead of it being saved to the WoW folder and then digging through, you know, going into WoW, World of Warcraft, going into the retail, going into this, I've just saved it straight to a folder on my D drive, and that way then I can just go into Twitter and post it. But it's just like, I've gone old school. Oh my god, it's just like old school. I'm like, what?
Honestly,
so yeah, I don't know.
I
it's a pain.
I don't really know, because I mean, the only times that I ever have a tweet fail is if I do a full screenshot where I do not crop it. There are times it does go through.
Yeah.
But most of the time, if I don't do any cropping, it will fail. It will also fail if I type in all caps. There are things that are going on that are behind the scenes that we don't know about that's making it fail. And for some reason, you're tripping one. And we need to figure out what that is, right? And
it's just annoying, because it was perfectly fine. And I could do full screen, you know, I could crop, I could do full whatever it came up, I could do caps, I could do anything. And all of a sudden, it's, you know, I even did a repair to the Blizzard stuff, launcher. I did a repair just to make, you know, I've tried everything, but I'll try the Twitter and remove it and then remove from the Twitter to say disallow and try that. That's probably the
yeah,
only thing.
If so you go
I,
to
I really don't know, your, but.
So if you go to your
I've got a work
Twitter account, go to settings and privacy and then apps and yeah. devices. And in there, okay. you will see a list of them. I'm looking at them right now. This particular yep. account, I don't actually have attached to Blizzard, but I do see okay. like looking for BlizzCon and Universe and all that stuff. So you yeah. can revoke access, and I yep. think that's what you should do, or at okay. least try it.
I'll try. You know, I can't. I mean, I've
and force
tried
a refresh
from
of
what
it,
I
right?
know. Everything so, else, so. Yeah. I'll yeah. try it and we'll see. It's just, it makes me sad because you know how much I love tweeting from well, exam, especially if it's my challenge stuff. But obviously, you know, I do a lot of other stuff and there's been a lot of screenshots I've not been able to post. And I'm just like, so, you know, kind of going into a meltdown of,
Jesus.
I can't post. I screech at
gonna
yeah.
be okay.
So, I know.
It's gonna
know,
be okay.
They're there. It is what it is. So I'll keep trying. I've got a workaround, and you know, Salvation, thank you so much for that. It's a workaround.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to God that I can somehow figure out that it will work.
I really hope
very,
so
very
too
soon.
Because I know how you are yeah. when things are not quite right. The coffee
yeah.
machine. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
My,
I hope
my
this
OCD
works.
Is just like, please, please. But on the plus side, I did clean out 40 add-ons.
Wow.
So, yep. I
and
just
how
culled.
Many are you
like,
down to now?
Culled.
Like 520 now?
130.
Oh, okay.
No,
only 130. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
I've kept, yeah. But I cool. did get rid of a lot of stuff that I'd been just hanging on to. You know, stuff from Warlords that I was like,
okay.
That I kept because the PvP stuff, Ashran,
oh,
Buddy, and all of that, you know, because I kept thinking, I'm going yeah. back and I'm like, nope, call it.
Yeah.
Call this. Call that. Cull it down. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm just like, yeah. So anyway, we're it is what it is. We'll see. So good. I'll keep Lord. You know, I'll try your suggestion. It's a different suggestion. Kobe's talking. Someone's here.
That's okay.
Could you hear him? Yeah.
Yeah. But he's not yeah. like right up in your mic and being like,
no.
That would be fun. Blow out my
yeah,
ears.
No. No, not fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's kind of what I've been up to.
Wow.
So it's been busy. It's been really, I've been very busy.
Really?
And the body, of course, has been sick. So,
okay.
You know, oh, it's just
that's
like,
right. You had the
I want
right?
to do more.
Yeah. But no,
yeah.
you need to yeah. rest. Rest it up.
Oh yeah. There's no choice. The body just says, you're gonna lie down like now. If you're not like lying down in about 30 seconds, you're gonna crash and burn on the floor.
Nice.
It's yeah, that's kind of how it's been. But yeah, feeling much better. So
how are those rum balls doing? Do you still have some left?
Well,
or
I have got but I was going to keep, because I've been drinking the coffee. I did make cupcakes. I made Christmas cupcakes today.
Ooh.
So they're all festive and they're red, white, and green inside. But yeah, these are the rum balls. I'm not going to have one now because I'm kind of like, they are potent. My friend made these and all I can say is she, bless her, she's a... she takes after myself and my grandma when we make fruitcake. Still have not, I'm banned from touching the fruitcake until Christmas Day. Cause I'm like, can I just take off a little bit? And I'm like, yeah, I got the mother look of, if you do that, I will literally kill you. And I'm like,
wow.
I made you the fruitcake. Why can I not just take a little tiny bit? And it's like, you touch it, you're dead. Like, okay, mother, no worries. So, yeah, I'm not allowed to touch that until Christmas Day.
Wow.
So, yeah, but I would say that's going to be potent. The rumbles are fairly potent, but I'd like to think that this fruitcake's going to be better. So talk to me Christmas night, because I will have a little bit.
Oh, boy. It,
and it will literally be a little tiny piece of fruitcake. I love fruitcake, but this is going to be potent. So anyway.
You should.
Anyway.
Thinking,
well, you know, alcohol Blitz? Makes me sick, so
well,
I know, to be very
right? And
careful.
You got to be careful. Yeah, fine. But I was just thinking, BlizzCon would have been so much different. There's I just came back from Disney. Ah, Mickey was the best because he gave me a Mickey.
You were asleep. You guys were asleep, yep. Snoring your heads off, and I come back at whatever ridiculous time in the morning it was, because it was obviously late.
No idea.
It was like 1:30, and I'm just going. Disney was so good, and I've got no one to talk to. Uh-huh. I was like going.
We're tired. We're tired.
I don't blame you. I was tired too, but I was like hyped because Disneyland was amazing. Yeah, it was so much fun. But anyway,
cool.
It's all good. So we did get. Let's go on because we were going to keep this to an hour.
This is my sleepy face.
Anyway, yeah. So let's finish this off.
I'm just gonna close my eyes a little bit and I'm listening. No. Okay. Yeah, I'm just listening.
You'll fall asleep.
Oh, I won't fall asleep.
That,
I just need
I
to rest my
you.
Eyes.
You will fall asleep, and then the stream will be going, and I'll be like,
and then we'll get banned.
Sleep. Yeah.
Because I happened to cuddle.
Stone got us.
Poor guy.
Did
it? He was
it
playing.
Happened to someone else.
And he was trying to do, I don't know what it was, like a 24, I don't think it was a 24 hour thing, but he was playing for a while and he was trying to raise cash for something and he fell asleep.
Yeah.
And somebody reported him and he got a 3-day ban.
Really?
I mean,
poor
it's
cuddles.
Funny
hugs
now,
to cuddles,
but
it's, yeah.
Who, what, who is this? Willie Dills what? Too? I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, that's Dills? Right. Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, Dills from
Hi Tiber.
From the instance. With
okay.
Scott. Yeah, okay. Dills had yeah, that's right. That was ages. That was like a couple years ago.
It's kind of funny, yeah. But you know, like Twitch has to make sure that hey, are you streaming? Right? Like yeah. Don't stream and just sleep. Because what the hell? Although, yeah. I think you could do an IRL stream and be, like, sleeping. Because now that they do allow an IRL stream, I wonder.
There's probably people that are right into that. I
We were thinking about making a IRL stream for Bob. And just have
yeah,
it on Bob.
Yeah, but Bob wouldn't be sleeping all the time.
He no, but
around,
when he
so.
Does sleep, I just put the webcam on him and hit stream.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We'll see.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Let's okay. do mailbox. So we did. So we did get a mail from Dave the Hunter sent us email, which was very exciting. So do you want to read what Dave the Hunter sent us?
I can't
us?
Read
and
it.
Dave,
I can't
you.
Read it. My eyes are closed.
You. Fine, I'll read it. Okay, so Dave the Hunter, because we had said, you know, we do appreciate people sending us emails.
Yes, we do.
As opposed to the
Thank
the other kind
much.
Of emails that we do get. So Dave sent us spam, 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 wonderful spam. Where is my sound recorder when I need it? Thanks, Dave. Dave the Hunter.
Yes.
You rock. Thank you. We appreciate that. So it was good to get a genuine email
yes.
that was full of spam.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Yes.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
And
Dave.
We got another one too. Say your podcast isn't being marketed. And I'm like,
oh.
Yeah, that's nice. GTF.
Yeah. Yeah, we normally get one like every month or so. every but you know, and we appreciate, but we, you know,
No, I don't. Because it's
what I do not appreciate. What I do not appreciate is when they send that garbage and then they want you to respond to opt out.
Yeah, screw
of
that.
Them contacting us.
Yeah, that's a no.
And I'm like, hang on, I didn't contact you in the first place, so why am I going to contact you to not contact me?
It's just to make sure that this is a live email address that's being checked,
I'm like,
right?
Bugger off.
I don't think so.
Bugger off. That's what I say. Bugger off. Yeah. So anyway, other than that, so before we do the outro, I would just like to say Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah. We're going to just finish up because then we'll do, then I'll do the outro. Yeah.
Okay.
So everyone, thank you. Christmas. Merry Christmas to everyone. Whatever you celebrate, however you celebrate, just hope you have a great day. What?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, because this bugs me. Anybody can wish me anything that they want. I don't care what you do during this time of year. It's you're the person that's going to do that. If you're wishing it to me, I may not do the same thing, but I understand. I understand that you're doing something that you like, and that's okay. You're wishing me well, and I get that. So I'm not offended by whatever you want to wish me. Okay. Just because I kind of feel like we're kind of in this, you can't wish them this because it might affect. No, I'm wishing them Merry Christmas.
It annoys me when it's people more say of a, you can't say Merry Christmas.
And that's
whatever.
Baloney. Like, I'm wishing them well, and they should accept that.
Whether you believe it or not is up to you, but I
believe that's okay.
It, so I'm going to
I believe in Santa.
Say that.
Because Santa, man.
But I also yeah, no, well, of course, Santa, of course. So Merry Christmas, you know, Happy New Year and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I hope that everyone
be safe.
Safe, exactly. Have a safe, especially for the challenge tunes. But mostly for yourself, please don't do anything stupid like drinking and driving.
Yes.
Please don't.
God.
December is hard enough as it is for a lot of people through a lot of different reasons, but please just be very mindful. If you're gonna drink, get an Uber, get, you know, just do something like that, or drink at home. Drinking game, that's where I drink.
I
get leader completely blotto on normally Christmas Eve when the boys and I go and do our Christmas event. Yeah, she will drink them under the table and be, it's awesome.
Okay,
it's great. I love that.
I need to backtrack and be a little bit serious again. It's not just drinking and driving. I think that's like a catch-all. Because we've recently legalized pot, and now it's coming out that a lot of people smoke up and drive. And they're like, well, no, I actually drive better. Okay. No. I don't care what you take. I don't care if you're on weed, on the bad stuff, like crack and all that. Booze, it does not matter. If you have something that alters how you feel and how you perceive stuff, do not drive the freaking car.
Do not get behind a car.
Do not do it. You may think that you're good. You're not good.
Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah. Stop it now.
Yeah. Exactly. So just enjoy, but just be mindful. We're supposed to be a happy Merry Christmas.
Yes,
happy.
But
anyway,
I really want people to enjoy and be safe, and you know, and
make sure other people are safe.
Hug your family members as much as you can.
All your friends. Some people have, like, or just hug your teddy bear. Like, if you don't have a teddy bear, then you got pets, hug them. Just remember, you know,
sometimes
you've got pets in particular
nickname,
you want to come home to your pets
teddy bear. So if you want to, if not you, but if you as in the general public, if you want to come on over and give me a hug, I mean, as long as it's not a weirdo hug and like a nice hug, then we're okay. Please.
Okay.
Just come on over, give me a hug, and say Merry Christmas. I'm so tired.
Please. Well, I'm trying to wrap it up. Anyway.
Wow.
But yes, just everyone. No,
you wrap it up, it's doesn't it quite up. Feel the same.
Wrap it up. Anyways. Yeah. It's at least, yeah, it's the last show of the year. At least we can. Yeah, so much for an hour. Anyway. And I just have to say, especially to Stone, thank you for the year it's been. We've done so many amazing things and had a lot of fun, not only through this show. Look, shush for a minute. Just zip it. Zip it. Jeez, I tell you. Yeah, so we have had a lot of fun this year, and 2018, even though it's been a big year, it's been so good in so many aspects. So I have to say a big thank you to you, to Kerry, and you know, it's just been great. So thank you, and I wish 2019 to be absolutely amazing for you and the family. So I just have to say that. Now you can speak.
You already said this stuff on the other show. Why you gotta do it again?
I know. Because I want to. Shut up. I'm allowed.
Thank you. You're awesome. Okay. And you're great. I'm tired.
I know. Thank you. It's been fun. We've had a great year. So
yes.
All right. Let me wrap it up. So don't forget where you can check us out at the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. Email us. You can send genuine emails to podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com, like Dave the Hunter did. Thank you, Dave the Hunter.
Thank you, Dave the Hunter.
You can tweet us at our @ADVAzeroth account, as well as you can join our Discord server.
What?
If you want, which is discord.adventuresinazeroth.com. You can. We have got it there. Obviously, we're a bit busy on other Discords, but we have got that there, and you're more than welcome to join that. Twitch is twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth, and... yeah, we try and do this once a month. Goals for 2019.
We should change.
Every 4 weeks.
I'm going to change the template. Okay, I'm going to change. Okay. I need to change the template. I didn't change it before you created it for this show.
Okay.
The show notes. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
We can do that later. Yeah. All right. Where can we find you, Stone? You can
find me on Twitter at @stonegrasp, like I'm grasping a stone, as well as the WoW Challenges podcast, which we do every Saturday night, except because we're on Christmas stuff, we're taking a little bit of a break.
Yes.
Lita deserves a break because I don't think you've missed one this year. I think I've missed a couple. I don't think you've missed any.
I haven't missed any.
Yeah, I don't think so. So,
but anyways, that's okay. Yeah, so it's holiday time. Family time.
We want to focus on that stuff. So we'll be back beginning of January, the first Saturday of the new year.
Fifth
for you. Yeah. And I'm streaming. Okay. So on the WoW Challenges Twitch. Yes.
Excellent.
Lita, where can we find you?
Excellent. All right, so you can find me on Twitter at LitaWow, which is LEETAWOW, and you can also check out Behind the Avatar, which will be back next year. I have to say thank you to Chat Room. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. We do really appreciate it. Thank you for the likes, the retweets, the fun, just the support. We really do appreciate it. It's just a bit
there's a core group of folks that we can rely on to chat and not be dinks, right?
Yes.
They cannot like certain things in WoW, but they cannot poop all over other people. They're nice, good people. We like people like that. They can give a opinion and do all the things and not be jerks about it. Thank you very much. Keep this up, please, because we need more of this next year, because so far the end of this year has been going downhill because of other people on Twitter. Right?
Yeah. But I mean, it's like anything. You don't, just because you don't like something or don't do something doesn't mean that you have to poop on it. So, you know, it's like having the broader span of things that you like. I can like because you like it. It doesn't mean I personally like it, but if you're happy, then we're friends. And I'm like, well, you go for it. You know what I mean? So there's people that they're good people. So if you can see beyond all of that. So, yeah. But anyway, to finish off, don't forget you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and Spotify. And other than that, have a fantastic Christmas and a really happy 2019. And we wish you all the best. So thank you. And we'll see you next year. Bye.
Before we go off, read what Cinder said on the air, please.
Unless it's cannibalism, that's not so great. Yeah. Well, obviously, there are certain things, Cinder, of course. And if you're into that, I do not want to know. But, you know, I don't want to know. But, yeah.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2018. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompideck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.